Greetings and welcome to Spookorama Radio. Today, we'll take a tour of Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria. So dim the lights, pull the shades, put the parents to bed. It's time to get spooky.
Hello everyone and welcome to this inaugural episode of Spookorama Radio. I'm your host, Ron the Ripper. And with me is my co-host, straight from her cave that she lives in the woods with feral cats. Please welcome Little Miss Horror Nerd.
Hello!
Little Miss Horror Nerd, what is the smell like in that cave? It has to be atrocious.
No, I make the cats go outside to go to the bathroom.
But just living in a cave, it's so dank and dark, and do you make a fire every night?
No, I have an apartment that I go back to. I leave the cats there.
Oh, so this life you've been leading where you say that you live, you're a poor girl who just lives in the cage, has all been a fake life.
Mm-hmm.
Just for publicity purposes.
That's right.
You had me fooled.
Oh, well, that's good.
Those aren't really cats either, are they? They're really baby bears. Cubs.
I don't know. It could be.
This is why you always look so bedraggled.
Yeah, you'll have to come by and see sometime for yourself, but I might feed you to them.
That's not going to happen. Not today or not ever.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of bears, you know what we're here to talk about today, Little Miss Horror Nerd?
Yeah, I do. Do you?
I know. Oh, I know. It's this little game that I like to call Five Nights at Freddy's, which has taken the world by storm since its release in August of 2014. Back in August of 2014, I was a much more pure-minded individual before I met you.
Well,
and you were lying to me about living in the woods. So this is how you were able to play the game, Five Nights at Freddy's. Here I thought that you were playing the game through some sort of old ancient drawings on the cave that you lived in. That Freddy Fazbear grew up in.
Yeah, that would have been difficult.
So Five Nights at Freddy's is a point-and-click horror survival game, and if you told me in 2013 that those two phrases would go together, I would have laughed at you and said nothing that would be point-and-click could actually be scary. Do you understand these terminologies, Little Miss Horner? Do you know what point-and-click means?
Yes. It just means you either use a touchscreen or your mouse to navigate the game.
You don't actually move anywhere on this game.
No, you stay in one room.
You just click the different scenes, and I would have told you in 2013 that this could not possibly have been scary, but I would have been proven wrong, I believe.
Yes, of course. Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about Five Nights at Freddy's, the actual plot of the game. Do you know the character that you're playing, Little Miss Horner?
Yeah, it's the person that's working at the Five Nights at Freddy's as a security guard. I think the person that's on the answering machine has left the job, and you are the new person. I can't remember if there's a name, like if that person has a specific name or...
He does have a name, and his name is Mike Schmidt.
Okay.
I believe at some point in a previous life, you were Mike Schmidt.
Oh, really?
You were Mike Schmidt playing the game.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, maybe.
So you're a security guard at Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria, and Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria is much like the modern-day Chuck E. Cheese with mm-hmm. the giant animatronic mouse. Before Chuck E. Cheese, for really old people, was Showbiz Pizza. Do you have any experiences at either Showbiz Pizza or Chuck E. Cheese? Little Miss Horner?
Chuck E. Cheese, but not... I haven't... No, not Showbiz Pizza.
Showbiz Pizza had Billy Bob Bear and some sort of band of lunatics that included a cheerleading mouse and a giant keyboard-playing gorilla.
Oh, boy, that sounds scary.
It was pretty frightening. I've never been to Chuck E. Cheese, but I did go to a Showbiz Pizza place. I used to jam out as a youth to the tune, a roast beef sandwich and a pizza.
Yeah, maybe the Showbiz Pizza thing was your part of the country and not mine, because I don't remember that one at all.
You don't remember Showbiz Pizza, where a kid can be a kid?
I don't know. Maybe that I maybe the commercials, that maybe that rings a bell, but not the actual place, no.
Well, all you have to do is go onto the Spookorama Radio Facebook page and see the video I posted of Showbiz Pizza.
Okay, then.
Then you can experience it just like you were there. In your own living room or in your cave. So, our setting is Freddy Fazbear's Pizza. This is a Chuck E. Cheese type establishment where kids have birthday parties and these animatronics sing and they play musical instruments and everyone is jolly. Only we all know secretly, even at Chuck E. Cheese, even at Showbiz Pizza, especially at Freddy Fazbear's Pizza, that these animatronics are soulless and demonic. And that's why they're scary.
Yeah, they are.
So with Freddy Fazbear are his good friends Bonnie the Bunny and Chica the Chicken. And in the Pirate's Den, there is an animatronic named Foxy the Pirate. But Foxy has been disused for some time because Foxy looks weird. Something is wrong with Foxy. He's not having a good day.
No.
So beware the Pirate's Den. And that is a phrase that we'll come back to, because the Pirate's Den may be my Achilles heel in this game.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you, of the three main animatronics, horror nerd, which one did you like the best? You like things that are cute and cuddly, like cats and small bears.
Oh, if it has to be of the three main ones.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is Foxy your favorite? The one that's barely
actually
covered?
Yeah, and I think that that's the scariest one too, frankly.
I didn't say scariest.
I like Foxy the best, and I think Foxy is the scariest.
So you would have game night with Foxy, playing board games, generally
sure.
Causing chaos, throwing cans of soup from high places.
Yes, definitely.
I think Foxy would down with that. You know why? Because Foxy's a scoundrel.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Foxy would like that too.
I feel like that Freddy Fazbear, Bonnie the Bunny, and Chica the Chicken are scary. They're doing their thing, and they know that they're horrific, and they know that they cause nightmares. I feel like Foxy is way more insane than them, and therefore much more dangerous.
Oh, for sure. I agree.
You know why?
Why?
Because Foxy's costume isn't complete, yet he still runs around like a maniac. Should be akin to a zombie running around with ripped clothes.
Sure.
It should be like when you leave the cave, to come back to the apartment, and your clothes are all ripped, and your hair's all messed up, and you got leaves and dirt in your hair and stuff, and probably a cat or two hanging off your back. Some
how dare you?
some bites from the bears, who also live in the cave. I feel like that's why you relate to Foxy. You guys are soulmates. My personal favorite is Chica the Chicken, because Chica the Chicken has teeth. And why does a chicken need teeth? That's very frightening to me.
I don't know.
Chickens shouldn't have teeth. It's disturbing. I also like Chica because you can also hear her coming down the hallway.
Yeah.
So that also helps me out.
It does, yeah. It certainly does.
I will also admit that while playing this game, I believe that I got jump scared more by Chica the Chicken than anybody else.
Really?
So I got to know Chica. I feel like we have a kinship.
Oh.
I feel like we have a mutual respect for one another. I respect that she can end my game at any given moment, and she respects that I'm easy to kill. So her kill rate goes way up. So the plot of the game, you're a security guard, Mike Schmidt, if you will. You just took this job at Freddy Fazbear's Pizza, and apparently these animatronic characters are programmed to walk around at night. And, if they see something that's not an animatronic like them, they're just going to take that and stuff it into an animatronic suit, which would be fine if the animatronic stuff didn't already have all the metal endoskeleton in it.
Yeah.
Which is going to hurt immensely if they jam you into that suit. So our job as Mike Schmidt is to avoid this at all costs. Do you know why, Little Miss Hornard?
Because it will kill you?
Because it will kill you. Yes, try to avoid getting killed in these video games and in real life. Generally anytime. That's a good motto to have. Today, I'm going to avoid getting killed by animatronic bears, by animatronic bunnies, by crazy half-dressed foxes, or by crazy women coming off caves in the middle of the woods. So as the security guard, you're in the security office. All you can do is open and close the doors next to you. You can turn the lights on in the hallways. You can check the security cameras, but you have a limited amount of electricity, because why do you have a limited amount of electricity? This doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer to that is either.
The person who owns Freddy Fazbear's Pizza needs to pay the electric company a little bit more.
I would agree. It's almost like a cell phone battery, but I mean, if that was your cell phone, you would not want that cell phone. You would want to get a new one, because it doesn't work very well if the battery drains down that fast.
Yeah, that's like my cell phone. With the battery, if this game was like my cell phone, your battery would get down to about 40%, and then you'd be done. The screen would go blank. And you'd get jump scared by Chica the Chicken. So unfortunately for us in the security office, and for the world in general, Bonnie the Bunny, Chica the Chicken, Freddy Fazbear don't like just hanging out on the stage, even though they're not being used. They want to walk around. They want to check some stuff in the kitchen. You know, maybe get a midnight snack. Because Chica has teeth. Why does a chicken have teeth?
I don't know the answer to that.
And generally just cause chaos. What we're trying to do is make sure they don't get back to the office and jump scare us, which would end the game. Which seems like a very odd job to have as security guard. We're not actually making sure like people aren't messing with things. We're trying not to die. So I think that security guard is a mislabeled job title for this young man.
I would have to agree with you, yeah, because he's not really protecting anything. I mean, there's really
he's protecting
not much...
his own butt.
Right, but you would think, like you said, if it's a security guard, it would be to protect the business or, you know, the money there that's in the cash register. I don't know, but not himself. I mean,
I feel like Mike Schmidt was misled in what his job responsibilities was going to be when he filled out the application.
I think he was too, yeah.
Every night he gets a phone call from this guy who's just called Phone Guy. Mike has received no training. You just get a random phone call. How would that be on your first day of work? If you showed up for work and you're like, hey, I'm here ready to work. Got my job to do. And they're like, no one's going to train you. They're just going to get a 5-minute phone call from this dude. You would not be very good at your job.
I thought I read somewhere that the person who leaves all these messages...
Phone Guy. He's called Phone Guy.
Yeah, is either dead or at some point died.
We'll get to that.
Oh, excuse me.
There's a story with Phone Guy.
Okay.
This calm your britches, Little Miss Horror Nerd who didn't get past night 2.
It was hard. And that foxy killed me like a bunch of times when I was just about to get to 6 o'clock in the morning. Foxy came out of nowhere and killed me. It's really unfair.
So here's the deal. It's really unfair. You want to search all these security cameras, right? You want to make sure your doors are going up and down. You want to be able to turn the lights on in the hallway, but you can only do this if you have electricity. Electricity is dwindling, which, you know, if we had limited electricity in my house right now, this podcast would go off at like the 3/4 of the way mark. And you just have to guess what happens at the end.
Yeah.
That does not seem very realistic to me. The phone guy does mention the bite of 87.
Yeah.
Where a person lost a frontal lobe and apparently survived. So I have one question. Is this person you, Little Miss Horror Nerd?
No, that's not me. I don't know what.
Do you still have your frontal lobe?
Yes. I don't know what condition that person would be in, but I don't think they'd be in any shape to be doing podcasts or playing these games for that matter.
Maybe this was designed by a person without a frontal lobe.
I don't know.
Maybe that's why the chicken has teeth.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because I thought that when you were injured by them, it's because they stuffed you into one of these suits. I didn't realize that they were biting people.
I don't think that Chica ever actually bites you. Hmm. We never see what happens to poor Mike Schmidt after the jump scare.
No.
Once the jump scare happens, screen goes black, you're back at the beginning screen. So I'll give it to, I would give the game this kind of credit. Like, I didn't think you could make a suspense game out of a point and click, but this game gets the old heart rate up.
Mm-hmm.
It does. It's very suspenseful and, you know, probably scarier than 3/4 of the horror games that are out there on a regular game system where you move around and do stuff.
And it's very irritating every time that I would jump and scream. And that was mostly from Foxy. It would make me mad.
We should let the audience know, since this is the first episode, that you anger easily.
Yeah, probably so.
So I imagine you're getting mad every single time Foxy jumped in your face and probably throwing your phone.
Yeah, because it...
And yes, kicking a cat.
Because it really... Well, because it really scared me, and then, of course, I was dead and had to start over, so I was frustrated.
You know what really sucks about the jump scares? Either you don't know you're going to get jump scared, and you get jump scared, which is scary, or the electricity goes out. When electricity goes out, then the fright level jumps to a whole nother level. Your butt clenches tight, you start sweating, because all you see is black, but you hear footsteps. Sometimes you see Bonnie's face light up in the corner there, and the little song plays, but then it goes black for a long time, and you're like, did I make it? What's going on? What's going on here? Like, for a long time, and you're like, okay, well, I'm going to be prepared for this jump scare. I'm going to be prepared for this jump scare, and then, like, 30 seconds goes by, nothing happens. You're like, did I get to the next? What's going on? But then all of a sudden, bah!
Yep.
And it scares you anyway, even when you're prepared for it.
Well, some of the times that Foxy got me, I thought maybe I was going to make it, and it was taking a really long time. So I finally thought, oh, well, you know, I guess I'm going to make it or whatever. And then I got killed anyway. She came out of nowhere, and her face gets really big, and her hair looks... Huh?
Yeah, because she's crazy.
Yeah, her hair looks messed up. She looks like she plugged into an outlet. That's what she kind of looks like. Like, she looks like electrified.
Foxy is the crazy friend that no one wants to hang out with alone, but, like, she's part of your group. So you just let her do what she's going to do?
Sure.
Because she's loyal to you guys, and she won't... If she's on your side, then she's not against you. You're just like, oh, yeah, Foxy, you just do your thing. We'll be right here.
You would probably not be able to play this game if you had no frontal lobe, because your frontal lobe controls problem solving, memory, language, and judgment, and cognitive skills.
Has yet to be proven.
So anybody that lost part of their frontal lobe, I don't think they would be participating in the game, nor would they be constructing a game like this without a frontal lobe.
I think we need a picture of your frontal lobe for the Facebook page.
Oh, well, I don't know if that's possible while I'm still alive.
We're
going
to need you to go get some sort of brain MRI. So we can make sure that you have a frontal lobe. Here's the thing. I don't know if you know this about Foxy, because it just seems like Foxy's giving you a lot of issues.
She is.
As long as you keep checking in on Foxy, she ain't going to come out.
Really? You know what?
You have to make a regular, like, rotation and make sure you're always checking. As long as you're looking at her, she won't come out.
That's funny that you say that. You know, and I must have misunderstood, because I actually thought it was the other way around. That if you left her alone, she wouldn't bother you. Like, if you didn't go into that room too much.
Phone guy says she doesn't like to be watched. Mm-hmm. So she won't come out if you're watching.
Oh, okay. Because one of the things that I watched about the game, like one of those segments on YouTube where they show you how to play, I think I misunderstood what that person said, similar to what he said, and I thought that it was the other way around, so.
Well, we should mention that Little Miss Horner did not get past night 2.
Well, I guess that's why she's terrorizing me the last few times.
She's being terrorized by Foxy the Pirate. So if any of our listeners right now have any hints and clues for Little Miss Horror Nerd to get past night 2, email us, spookaramaradio@gmail.com. Let's get Little Miss Horror Nerd past night 2. then you'll be stuck on night three for years.
Probably.
At least so. I got to night four.
Don't rub it in.
So after night five, technically you've defeated the game.
Right.
Right? But there is a night six, and it's like night five, but it's much harder. Allegedly, neither one of us have seen it yet.
Nope.
I'll be there before you. I'm sure we have plenty of listeners who have defeated night six, Five Nights at Freddy's. So if you defeat...
I'm sure we do.
If you defeat night six... If you defeat night six, then you get a custom night seven, which means you have Freddy Fazbear, you have Bonnie the Bunny, you have Chica the Chicken, you have Foxy the Pirate, and you get to pick how hard it's going to be to beat them from 1 to 20.
Oh, okay.
So at that point, I know what you would do. You'd put them all at 1 just so you could win.
Well, no, not necessarily, but I think I would start low and try to work my way up because, I mean, I'm not very good at the game at this point anyway, so if I did get that far, what would be the point in making it the hardest it could be?
Because you already got to that point. You've already defeated the game. Do you know what happens when you beat level or night five, Little Miss Horror Nerd?
Mm-mm.
So for anybody who hasn't defeated night five, this is a little spoiler alert for you. You get your paycheck. Guess how much you get paid for your work all week?
I don't know, like $10?
$120.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not much, but...
For five nights' work.
In today's world, I would imagine that you would get at least $10 an hour. I mean, even though that's not minimum wage in some places, I mean, you're the overnight shift, so you should... probably get a little bit more than you would get during the day, even for an entry level position like that. So,
also, you might die every single night,
right? And you might be killed every single night, so that seems pretty low.
Yeah, well, people have speculated that because of the check that this video game takes place in the early 90s because it matches the minimum wage at the time. First of all, let me tell you this.
Oh,
this person only works from 12 to 6.
Okay.
Nobody works from 12 to 6. What kind of hours are that? It's only a 6-hour shift. If you're listening and you've never had a job before and you want to get into the workforce, let me tell you this. You're not going to get a 6-hour work shift.
No, no, no. If these kids are under 18, they may very well get a 6-hour. It depends on your age. You know, it depends
Mike Schmidt is not under 18.
No, no, no. No, I would think it would be more standard to do like an 11 to 7 shift or even an 11 to 8 with like a break to get something to eat and sit down for a minute. I mean, but he's by himself and on the whole time because he's in that room. So I'm not sure if a break is necessarily required in this position. But yeah, I could see 120 would probably be about
for that time
the amount that would yeah, it would make sense.
But I don't feel bad. Yeah. I don't feel bad for how much Mike Schmidt is getting paid. No. You know why?
I don't know why.
Because the idiot keeps coming back to work every single day.
Oh.
Here's my general rule when I take a new job. If on the first night, giant bunnies and chickens try to kill me, I'm not going back to work the next day. I'll get a different job. But after that night... After that night, McDonald's is looking really good to me. Flipping burgers, making fries. You know what happens when you flip burgers and you make fries?
You survive your shift.
Well, most of the time. But you don't get chased by giant bunnies and chickens with teeth. The chickens at McDonald's? Because I've worked there. The chickens at McDonald's? No teeth.
No, you could get chased by Ronald McDonald. But I don't know if he hangs out at McDonald's all that often, so maybe not.
Yeah, well, there's going to be a spinoff of this, Five Nights at Ronald's, where Ronald McDonald and Grimace and the Hamburglar are moving around at McDonald's at night.
Oh, no.
As you sit in the security office eating leftover sweet and sour sauce from Chicken McNuggets.
I could see Grimace being kind of scary, actually, because he's just a purple blob.
You know that Grimace... As a purple blob is supposed to represent milkshakes?
No, I never knew that. And I actually worked at McDonald's. That was my first paying job, like, in an actual business when I was 16. So
not only is Grimace supposed to represent milkshakes, but originally Grimace had six arms and would steal milkshakes, much like the Hamburglar steals hamburgers.
Oh, dear.
Grimace has been reformed.
Yes.
As we go through the Five Nights at Freddy's franchise here, I don't believe reformation is in the works for any of these characters.
No.
Let me ask you this. In your playing of the game, did you ever come across Golden Freddy?
You know what? I think I saw him earlier tonight. Like, maybe I'm wrong, because it is sort of hard to see on some of those cameras, because some of them are fuzzy, or they're, like, sort of black and whitish. But I think that was who was on the wall earlier tonight.
Well, if you see Golden Freddy on the poster in the West Hall corner, there's a good chance that he is going to jump right in the office and give you a jump scare. He does not need the power. You can't close the door on Golden Freddy.
Oh.
There's never really been any explanation as to why or how. Golden Freddy looks just like Freddy Fazbear, but he has no eyeballs. And he's a little more ripped up a little bit. And there's a lot of speculation that he's an hallucination or that he's a ghost. And back to Phone Guy. I don't know. When you make it to night four, I know you've not made it this far, so you might want to cover your ears.
It's all right.
When you make it to night four, Phone Guy pretty much dies on the phone with you.
Okay, well, that's what I was referring to earlier, because I had read something saying that he doesn't make it through all the nights with you.
And the jump scare music that plays while he is getting murdered on the phone is the jump scare music of Golden Freddy.
Wow.
So there's some speculation that Golden Freddy's the one who killed Phone Guy, even though I don't believe there's any actual evidence of that. But if he is your hallucination or your nightmare, Mike Schmidt is probably responsible for the death of Phone Guy. He's a murderer. Then in night five, when you get a phone call, it's just like some garbled, satanic-sounding stuff.
Okay.
Which might be Golden Freddy trying to communicate. And being like, hey, I'm not really a bad guy. I just, you know, misunderstood. I'm Golden. Do you know, horror nerd, what the speculation is as to why these animatronics are so evil?
No, you tell me, because I read something about it, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to get it wrong.
It's called the Missing Children Incident.
Okay.
The Missing Children Incident took place many years before in the Freddy Fazbear's Pizza, where a man wearing an animatronic suit kidnapped five children and most likely murdered them in the back of the restaurant.
Oh, okay.
And so it's believed that the souls of these five children are haunting these animatronic suits and therefore haunting you.
Yeah.
That's just speculation at this point in the series. Because it's just Five Nights at Freddy's 1 from 2014 should be easily defeated, yet you're not past night 2. And I'm not past night 4.
Yeah, so get off my back. I'm trying.
So, let's take a break right now from us, me and you, Five Nights at Freddy's, and let's kick it over to my cousin. You know my cousin, Little Miss Horror Nerd?
Is that Larry T. Werewolf?
My cousin, Larry T. Werewolf, who's going to give us some odds and ends about the original Five Nights at Freddy's. So let's go ahead and kick it to Larry T. Werewolf. What's up, babies? It's Larry T. Werewolf time on the podcast. Now, This is Larry T's first experience with a podcast. Larry T is a ferocious werewolf. Larry T is going to tell you a few things maybe you didn't know about Five Nights at Freddy's. But let me tell you this. Larry T going to tell you something right now. Freddy is a teddy bear. Now, Larry T werewolf is not afraid of Freddy Fazbear. Larry T ain't afraid of no teddy bears. But the first thing old Larry T is going to tell you about Five Nights at Freddy's is that the help ad where you get the job as security guard at Freddy Fazbear's actually mocks you, makes fun of you. What you don't see is the blurry text. The blurry text is where all the hidden cool stuff is. If it was not blurry, this is what you would see. Blah, 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 blah. This ad has nothing to do with anything relevant to the game. Blah, 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 blah. Chances are, you won't make it past night 3. Blah, blah, yakety smackety. Blah, blah. This probably isn't the best choice for a summer job, since you most likely won't survive the week. I'd recommend being a cashier, a sack boy, or working a warehouse. These are all very respectable jobs, and you probably won't be killed by any of them. Well, you might, but it is unlikely, blah, blah. That's right there in the want ad. Now, a little something else you probably need to know about Five Nights at Freddy's. Bonnie the Bunny was originally supposed to be the character that ran down the hallway, jump in your room, and scare your face off. Instead, it is now Foxy the Pirate. Many trailers for Five Nights at Freddy's show Bonnie as the one running down the hallway to scare you out of your underpants. Maybe it got changed because the creator of Five Nights at Freddy's was so scared of Bonnie the Bunny he kept having nightmares about old Bonnie. Now let me tell you, let old Larry T tell you a little something about bunnies. Bunnies should not be playing guitars on stages with a chicken and a bear. I don't know how much you know, babies, but bears eat chickens and they eat bunnies. Something's not right here. Something is a little fishy to old Larry T. Now let's talk about this bite of 87. Now old Larry T werewolf, he had a lot of bites in 1987, but I'm not supposed to talk about that on this podcast. But here in this game, Five Nights at Freddy's, it appears that Foxy the Pirate may be the perpetrator of the bite of 87. Why is this? Well, Foxy's little home, the Pirate Cove, has been shut down. Why would a restaurant, why would an attraction-based a restaurant shut down an attraction unless it took a bite out of somebody's frontal lobe? On top of this, Foxy got a long snout, so he could get a kid's head right up in that snout to bite it off, and it got some sharp teeth up in that snout. Not unlike Larry T himself. On top of that, it looks like Foxy's lower jaw doesn't seem to be working correctly, man, because they put a child's head in his mouth and then locked down on it, taking out his frontal lobe. Now, old Larry T put the thinking cap on, and it gotta be Foxy behind the bite of 87 and not Larry T werewolf, no matter who tells you what. Now, let old Larry T werewolf talk to you about this mysterious phone guy. Phone Guy is called Phone Guy because he only talks on the phone because he won't show up for work. He got to hire this guy and then talk to him on the phone because he's scared of a teddy bear. Now on night number 4, Phone Guy gets it. Phone Guy buys the farm. Who would do such a thing to Phone Guy? Here's the answer. Anybody could have done it. Everybody is a suspect. We know the power was off because the music when the power goes off was playing. We know that there was banging on the door, and we know who bangs on the door. Foxy, the pirate, probable perpetrator of the bite of 87, was around. We know that Freddy Fazbear, the teddy bear, was around because his jingle was playing, and that's the only time his jingle plays is when Freddy Fazbear is there to bite your friggin' head off.
and either Chica the chicken or Bonnie the bunny would have had to be in the office to have one door open. So basically, just like the movie Clue, everybody is a suspect and everybody has a hand in killing Phone Guy. And finally, Larry T. Werewolf gonna tell you one more thing about this Five Nights at Freddy's game. It's about these crazy bunny and chicken and teddy bear animatronics. They sit up on that stage like they such hot, like they so awesome. Just staring out into space when you see the camera on them and you're like, hey, what are you guys looking at? What's so special about looking out in the middle of an empty room? Well, don't say it too loud because every once in a while, every once in a blue moon, and Larry T. Werewolf like a blue moon, they're gonna turn their head, look right at you through the camera, and be like, I'm coming for you. And that is some weird little facts and odds about Five Nights at Freddy's. And now I'm about to conclude the best part of this podcast by letting you know that originally Larry T. Werewolf was supposed to be the animatronic for Chuck E. Cheese instead of that smelly, that dirty, that disease-ridden, soulless mouse. But unfortunately for Larry T. Werewolf, I had some bad management at the time, and that has been taken care of. Larry T. has new management now, but we'll just chalk it up as a missed opportunity. But for now, babies, Larry T. Werewolf is going to have to say his goodbyes until the next show, where he'll be back on the podcast to talk about something else. So until then, babies, stay scary, scary like Larry.
All right, there you go. So there you have it. Larry T. Werewolf with some odds and ends about the Five Nights at Freddy's video game. Since we've kind of covered the first video game, I don't know if you know this, horror nerd, but there are actually, at this point in time, there are actually five Nights at Freddy's games.
I did know that, yes.
So it's not, you're not only on day two of game one, you're on day two of like 35 days. You got a long ways to go.
I do. I don't know. I'm skeptical that I'm going to be able to get past this game.
Again, tips and tricks for Little Miss Horror Nerd, spookaramaradio@gmail.com. Maybe one day we'll put out a picture of the cave that she lives in, part-time. So in November of 2014, a scant 3 months after the release of the original Five Nights at Freddy's, we got Five Nights at Freddy's 2, which included an upgraded toy version of each character, a character called the Puppet and Balloon Boy. And this is a prequel game set in 1987, which could be either 5 or 6 years before the first game or almost 30. You know what's great about this game is you get a flashlight. You don't have to worry about the electricity going out. These people have paid their electric bill, so electricity's there. But you get a flashlight to ward off evil animatronics, and that battery almost dies every night. But if the animatronics get in the room with you, they have a spare Freddy Fazbear head that you can put on your face.
So, oh, wow.
So the animatronic will be like, oh, well, there's Freddy. We're good. We're going to go back to the kitchen. Let me tell you this. I have not played this game yet, but I have seen people play this game. And it is frightening, both mentally and and for the rest of my days, to see through the eyes of Freddy Fazbear and see Bonnie the Bunny walking around staring in the eye holes. These are images that will haunt me for the rest of my remaining days. This game also introduced the 8-bit games that happen in between each shift that tell the story of the Purple Man, who probably is the guy who was the mass murderer of the children.
Okay.
That's Five Nights at Freddy's 2. Are you ready for Five Nights at Freddy's 3?
Yes.
Set 30 years after the events of the original Five Nights at Freddy's. This is not a restaurant, but it is a haunted attraction. As in a haunted house, like you go through at Halloween time, called Fazbear's Fright, and was allegedly built on the same location as the Five Nights at, I'm sorry, the Freddy Fazbear's Pizza from the first Five Nights.
Okay. Was it demolished? I thought I read it was demolished or something.
It was demolished or it burnt down. I don't know. We'll get into that later. We were just we might cover these later games on a different show later on, if requested. So in this one, there's only one animatronic that can end the game, and it's kind of a Bonnie the Bunny in a Chica the Chicken skin.
Wow.
So it's kind of like a mega animatronic of all of the ones from the first video game. So it's pretty crazy looking. But the other animatronics make appearances as like phantom animatronics that really mess you up and stop your brain from thinking for a minute, but don't stop the actual gameplay. Then, July of 2015. Are you here with me in July of 2015, horror nerd? Five Nights at Freddy's 4 takes place. And this is set in a child's bedroom, not in a restaurant, not in a haunted attraction, but in the child's bedroom, who has a lot of stuffed animals that look like the animatronics from Freddy Fazbear's, who he claims are his friends, though he is scared to death of them. And in this game, you have to run from door to door to closet to make sure that the creatures aren't coming down the hallway or in your closet waiting to kill you. And I believe this game also answers the question about the bite of 87.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We'll have to see for sure when we get that far. Then just released just last year. This game is not even a year old. Released December of 2016. Five Nights at Freddy's 5, Sister Location. This is an underground animatronic rental place that rents out animatronics for birthday parties and children's entertainment in general. And this one is like super, the games are getting much more complicated as we go along. You would not make it out of night one. And you would die like in the first 5 minutes. In this one, you gotta zap things to keep them happy. And then there's a whole story where this main animatronic may be inhabited by the soul of the dead daughter of the inventor of the animatronic, and then there's these little baby animatronics. It gets insanely crazy. Like anything does,
like
when we get to the fifth part of a franchise. And then the animatronics all transform into one big one, like Constructicons.
Oh my goodness.
If you know Transformers, like the Constructicons.
Yeah.
So that's a brief synopsis of all of the Five Nights at Freddy's games. We should also mention that Five Nights at Freddy's has been purchased for a film adaptation. Does this frighten you?
I don't know. I'd probably watch it, though. It'd be interesting to see how it turns out, if it turns out creepy or not.
I'm going to give you a synopsis of what's going to happen. There's going to be some bears walking around, and they're going to jump at the screen.
Great.
And maybe some bunnies, maybe some chickens.
That's helpful.
Maybe all three. And then when you're watching it, Foxy the Pirate will come running down the movie aisle because Foxy's crazy and cannot be contained.
Well, it's funny because when I was looking up to see what kind of merchandise there was for these games, I found out that there was a guidebook to the Five Nights at Freddy's where you can, you know, learn about the mythology, the gameplay, they give secrets, you know, just kind of like a guide to the games, but also tips, you know, and things to help you play. And I thought, wow, this would have been really helpful. If I had seen this, you know, I would have gotten it before, you know, I tried to play the game. But it's not released yet. It won't be released until the end of this month.
Which will be either released by the time this show comes out or shortly after.
Yeah.
It's called the Freddy Files.
It is, and it's actually pretty reasonable. It's only $6.20 on Amazon. So if you would, you know, if you're interested in that kind of thing, you might want to check that out. There's also a series of books which tell more of the backstory of Freddy's, which starts off with one called The Silver Eyes. And there's a follow-up to that. These are fiction books. And then there's a third one coming out that also hasn't been released yet, just like the movie and the Freddy Files book.
So there's only one,
kinda cool.
there's only one Freddy Fazbear fiction book right now?
No, there's two. And a third one is coming, along with the Freddy Files and the movie.
So for anyone who really loves Five Nights at Freddy's, there is no shortage of merchandise. And there's more coming in the form of a movie and a book. And there's a ton of stuffed animals. There's no less T-shirts. Than McFarlane's Toys has commissioned Freddy Fazbear and Friends action figures.
Yeah.
Even at the bowling alley that I work at, you can't get away from Five Nights at Freddy's, as we have a sticker machine where you can get any of the characters. You never know which character you're going to get. And matter of fact, on the pole in the room that I work, that we put a bunch of stickers on, we now have a Chica, a Bonnie the Bunny, and a Freddy Fazbear.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. I've never seen that. I don't even think I've seen that machine.
It's one of those machines that has stickers. It has like five different kinds of stickers. Like you can put 50 cents in one and get, a football logo sticker. You can put 50 cents in another one and get a dragon sticker. And then there was one that has a Five Nights at Freddy's. It's just Chica, Bonnie, and Freddy Fazbear, but you get one of those three. Or you get miniature ones of all those three, or there's various different things that you can get.
Yeah, I also saw those new toys, those fidget spinner toys, which I've never played with one before.
There's Freddy Fazbear fidget spinners, I'm guessing?
There is, for $4.35 on Amazon.
So you're now the proud owner of a Freddy Fazbear fidget spinner.
No, I did not order that. I've never even used one of those. I don't know. I don't understand what the all the rage is about. I mean, I don't know if that's something I would have gotten to play with.
Does it light up like the face of Bonnie?
Any music with it, but it had the characters' faces on it, the three main ones. Well, no, actually, Foxy.
Your favorite. Foxy Freddy. The Pirate is your favorite.
Yeah, so it's Foxy, Freddy, and Bonnie on this. No Chica the Chicken.
What?
No Chica the Chicken.
What did Chica do to them?
I don't know, but you know how the fidget spinner is like the 3 points, and it's no room for Chica, apparently. They decided to put Foxy instead.
Well, Chica's much more frightening in the hallway on the right than Bonnie the Bunny is on the hallway in the left.
Yeah, I don't know, though, because Chica can't really sneak up on you. Apparently, her thing is that once she's there and you close the door, she doesn't like to leave. So, apparently, like, you can shut the door, but you'll have to use power for a long time on that side because she won't go away, whereas Bonnie will go away more quickly. You you still have to watch because she might try to come back. But so I don't know.
She's noisy. Noisy. But that doesn't mean that you're not getting killed.
Well, that's very true.
You know who else is noisy? Godzilla, but he still destroys Japan every time. He's not sneaking up on anybody, but he's still winning.
That's also very true.
So, in retrospect, Little Miss Horror Nerd, are you going to finish Five Nights at Freddy's, the first game?
I'm going to try, sure.
So we should keep everyone updated on the progress of the Horror Nerd versus Five Nights at Freddy's, the original game. I'm sure that I'll beat it like this weekend.
You might. I mean, you're better at video games than I am anyway. You play them way more than I do. I mean, I play little games on my phone, but I don't really play, like, you regularly play actual video games, so I think you're better.
Does it frighten you? Does Five Nights at Freddy's frighten you?
Not in general, but I mean, when I get snuck up on and killed, yeah, I mean, it's scared me many times that way, and it's weird that I keep falling for it.
It has a way of tricking you. Because even if you, like, it look does. Away and you're like, I know I'm going to get jump scared. I'm not even looking. And then this will go for so long and you'll be like, well, what's going on? And then the moment you look, it's like it has facial recognition. Like, it knows when you're looking at your phone.
Yeah, it's very. And you know what else is weird? So on my phone, each room has like a number on it.
Yep.
But if you watch people play on YouTube, and they're playing on their computer and they're using their mouse to navigate that room, the room names are there. I guess that's just for the fact that your screen on your phone is much smaller. That's what I'm assuming, but I don't know for sure.
Do you play at night with the lights off? For atmosphere purposes?
No, not on purpose. But if I can't sleep, sometimes I'll pick up my phone and play the games that are on my phone. And if I play that one, then obviously the lights are off.
Do you sometimes when you're sitting on the toilet, you hear Chica coming down the hallway? You get scared?
Well, I don't know. There's only one way in my house, and also my hallway is very short.
Which would make it even scarier. Outside the bathroom door.
Oh, outside the bathroom door.
Yeah, while you're in the bathroom, sitting on the toilet, defenseless.
I would see her because I leave my bathroom door open.
That's disgusting.
I live by myself. But if she was like right outside my front door in the hallway of my apartment building, you know, there, that would, yeah, if I heard her banging down the hallway and she stops at my front door, that would freak me out, sure. Because then I can't leave my apartment until she goes away.
She doesn't go away.
Right. She likes to stand there forever and ever and ever. So then I'm trapped in my apartment. I have to jump out my window.
I don't know. Chica has screwed everything up again. That's why she's the scariest. Here's the thing about Foxy. You can hear Foxy coming as well. But Foxy's just running full speed. You just got to be quick. You can't stop her.
I know. She's crazy. Well, did you know that she, if she comes and bangs
that she's a fox? I do know that.
No. If she comes and bangs on the door, she also steals some of your power, apparently. Did you see that?
No, I don't think I saw that.
Yeah, she steals some of your
Foxy
power.
Foxy is a freaking thief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's messed up.
So there you have it. Five Nights at Freddy's on the inaugural Spookorama Radio. Little Miss Horner, thank you for joining us. Beware of Foxy. And the next time you go to take a poop, you're going to be thinking of Chica. Well, we hope you enjoyed this edition of Spookorama Radio, covering Five Nights at Freddy's. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas for upcoming shows, please email us at spookoramaradio@gmail.com. Please come and visit, like, and share the Spookorama Radio Facebook page. Please leave a review for Spookorama Radio on iTunes or wherever else you're catching your podcast these days. Special thanks to Claudie Macula for the introduction and closing music. Special thanks to Jacob Ellis for the cover art. Remember, if you enjoyed what you heard, please share this with your friends, with the parents of your friends, with the friends of your friends, with the enemies of your friends. Please share this with everyone that you know if you enjoyed what you heard. And until the next time on Spookorama Radio, stay spooky, everybody.